you.
Monticello, me.
USA.
You didn't know what happened there. Well, we didn't either. Did we? Did we, Paulie?
No, I didn't know what happened.
Well, folks, we're on top of the world tonight. Literally. I feel electrolyzed. Absolutely. From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, I
said it again.
You know? When I said we were going to have a television station in the Round Valley, everybody said, oh, no, you're not.
No,
you can't do that. You just can't do it. It won't happen except for a few people.
You know, Pauline had faith. Tim had faith.
A few other people had faith. But most people just shined it on, didn't believe it.
Not
for one single second. But guess what, folks?
We did it.
What's going on right now, Pauline?
It's on.
It's on the air. RVTV is on the air right now as we speak, and guess what the feature for the evening is? Waco.
Okay.
The rules of engagement. Pauline came in there. She took a look. She's been sitting here watching it for the last half hour.
Well, earlier I was watching that sonic bombs or something going on earlier. So.
It's about 2 hours and 16 minutes long, and it's been on for a little while, but anybody with regular television channel 15 can watch it. All they have to do is put a UHF antenna on their TV set, and if they can't get it in their house, just move that little UHF antenna up on their roof, and they'll be able to get it just fine. And if they can't, just put a little antenna amplifier on there, which you can get at Radio Shack for, what, $5 or something like that, or maybe even less. And so, RVTV is on the air right now as we speak. I feel good. And when I say we're on top of the world, I'm not kidding, because up here on this mountain top, we are literally and really and truthfully, by golly, on top of the world. And, you know, there's not too many people, and there's some people in the world higher than us, but not too many. It just doesn't happen that way. So since we're feeling so spiritual, you get a little spiritual music tonight. I found, folks, if you're feeling down and you need some tough lifting, take Enya to bed. I mean it. Just take a pair of stereo headphones and your little stereo CD player. Go to bed, turn out the lights, and just, you know, listen to this music. I guarantee it, you'll sleep good, and in the morning, you'll feel a lot better. Told me you shouldn't listen to that, Bill. That's New Age music. Hey, listen to me, folks. This is ancient Celtic music. That's what she does. That's all she does. And it is beautiful. It hearkens to something in my soul. I don't know about yours, but it touches me. Television in the Round Valley. Well, who the fuck? Once again, I've proven that I can do whatever I want to do, folks. And you know what's really so good about it? Not any better than any of you. And if I can't, you can do it too. Probably better. And Pauline helped. Pauline was a big help. In fact, she was a major part of this whole project. If she wasn't here doing her job, there wouldn't be television in the Round Valley. Stupefied. French fried. In the middle of January. I think it's January. Do they have January tonight, folks?
I don't know.
Well, here we are, folks. What's tonight? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Here we are on Wednesday night in the Round Valley of Arizona in the joint studios of 101.1 FM and RVTV, both broadcasting at maximum power right now, although the antenna is not up where it's supposed to be for the television station. It is broadcasting. And I don't know about everybody out there, but here in the house, every TV in the house can receive it clear and loud and beautiful with no antenna attached to the television, which means we're putting out a pretty good signal for that to happen. Why don't you tell them about it, Pauline? I mean,
it's kind of funny, really.
Go ahead.
It's an ammo box that has, what do you call that thing you got inside of it?
It's a transmitter.
There you go, it has a transmitter with all these wires that coming out of it, and there's one hooked up to the, I believe it's Bill's antenna. And it has these three prongs and it's attached to a little board.
And it's sitting right outside the
door,
which is wide open.
And it's cold in here, and bugs are trapped to me. And
the bugs are flying in because the lights are on, and Pauline is freezing.
Yeah.
And wrapped up in that looks like my coat.
I don't know whose jacket it is. I grabbed it.
Wrapped up in my coat with my mittens, and that's okay, because if she stays warm, we're going to be happy, and if she gets cold, we're going to be unhappy, and when I say we, I mean we, because she will make me miserable if she's cold, I guarantee it. That's the way it goes, moving west. Well, folks, I got to tell you, this really feels good. I have such a feeling of accomplishment tonight. And not just for me, for everybody. You see, if I can do it, you can too. And that's why, you know, that's really the reason why I set out to do so many things. Not just for me, for everybody. And I hear so many people say, well, I'm just one lonely little lonely, and I got wife and kids, and I got a job, and I just don't have all the information you do, and I don't know what to do, and I didn't go to school, and my shoes hurt, and I, you know, I was wearing earrings last week, and somebody popped at me because I was wearing earrings, and it just never stops, and I just don't know what to do. And I hear people like that, Pauline.
Well, I don't know about that extent, but yeah.
Well, I just hear this stuff all the time and say, you know, just to prove to people that you don't have to be that way. Really, you don't. You can do and be whatever you want to do and be, because I got to tell you, folks, I ain't nothing special. I'm using that ain't to make a point. I ain't nothing special. I'm just folks like everybody else, and Pauline and Tim and all people who know me, to be the first people to tell you that that's absolutely true. I'm just folk. I'm just a real person who has some successes and some hardships and some disappointments, and life for me is just like life for all of you, and trying to, you know, stretch a dollar is no different for me than it is for you, except I'm trying to stretch my dollars over the whole country, which I think makes it a little more difficult in most instances, because I don't have a whole bunch of them. And I think every time that I accomplish something, just being me, just being folk, just like the rest of you, and especially when people tell me I can't do it, is a demonstration to everybody. You see, God made us all the same. I think he did, didn't he, Pauline?
Well, I believe I'm still the same.
Well, my ears aren't green, are they?
No, they're
not green. So, I mean, my ears are pink like Pauline's. And
maybe not as red as my nose.
Maybe not as red as her nose. Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm just joking.
I'm
joking.
So, you know, my brain is the same size as everybody listening to this broadcast. Except for some very unfortunate people who are born with some kind of a birth defect, or we're just not born normal like the rest of us, and I pray for those people all the time. God help them. And they even put most of us to shame. I know some people who are called mongoloids, quote unquote, who are leading normal lives, working, taking care of a family, and can be very, very proud of what they've done in their life. They have not been a burden on society. And aside from the fact that they may act a little different than the rest of us sometimes, their lives are admirable. So if I can do these things, if I can write a book, if I can publish a newspaper, if I can create and build and operate a radio station, if I can build and operate a television station, if I can create and produce videos and all these things that I do to try and wake people up in order to save this country, and if we save this country, we save freedom for the world, by the way, not just here, but the whole world. That's a pretty big goal to set out to do. If I can do it, you can do it. And that's the whole message. And, you know, people are surprised. They hear about me. They see my tapes. They listen to me on the radio. They come and meet me, and they're really surprised that I'm just regular folks like them. I know Pauline was surprised when she first met me. She thought she was going to meet some big wizard hero dude that was, you know, one of the top patriots in the country and stuff. And what did you see?
Just a regular old man.
Just a regular old man.
Well, if I take the old young man. I might get in trouble for that one.
No, she's not going to get in trouble, because she's absolutely right. I get older every day, and I got to tell you,
y'all do.
I can feel it, too. But thanks to Dr. Wallach, it's not as bad as it could be, believe me. What I think impresses people when they meet me is not that I'm somebody great or better than they are or smarter or some kind of wizard or super-duper patriot or anything like that. It's that if I'm just folk like them, and if I've done all these things, their lives are not as hopeless as they think they are because they can do these things too. And I know, Pauline, you felt that way. And you and Tim have done things that you never dreamed you could do before simply because you met me and found out I was no different.
Yeah.
Not that I led you to do anything or that I inspired you or anything, but just that the fact that because I'm just no different than you, you decided that not to be afraid anymore, and you go and you did. You talk about some things you did. I mean, people need to hear this stuff. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Great. Huh? Let's see. And by Pauline, I mean Tim and Pauline. Yeah. Tim is her husband, my good friend.
Well, we had, I think the recent one is with the planning and the zoning and planning, is that what they call
them?
We had a run-in with them, and with, gosh, I'm kind of lost for words.
I call it communist property control.
Oh, there you go. Well, we got that straightened out, got that all fixed up, and
they
put them in their place. And
yeah, they didn't take their crap, did you?
Didn't take it.
Where before, you were scared, huh?
Yeah, we were. And knowing what we know now and what we have learned, we're not scared anymore.
And they've done a lot of other things, too.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of other things. And I like to watch it happen. I really do. I sit back and I watch it and I say, oh, man, this is great. It's like watching a whole new person being born and taking command and controlling their own life and not being victims anymore. And, oh, man, it's so nice to see people stop being victims of the state and the city and the police department and the government
and the
IRS and the BATF and the bugs and the, you know, and all of the things, you know, and stand up on their own two feet and stop being sheeple, pull the wool off their eyes and say, by God, the founding fathers made me free. And here I am. I'm free. Why don't you get that phone? Somebody's on the phone.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, honey, it's me.
Oh, hi.
Why don't you tell everybody what...
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you calling the hood?
Not you.
Well, how do I know that?
Hey, have Pauline explain what we did with ADOT yesterday when we went transfer some vehicle registration papers and let that person...
See, I told you did more stuff. Come on, Pauline.
I'll get off and let her explain what happened.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Bill.
Okay.
Bye.
I bet we're a lot louder on the air now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I thought
so. All right. Let everyone know how you handle that, huh?
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Thanks. No, you really put me out of fire.
What do you do? Scrape the phone across a piece of sandpaper or something?
No, we went in and...
Thanks, Tim. You just blew my eardrums out.
No, we went in and we transferred some titles. And, gosh, I don't know how far I should go in.
Well, just start at the beginning and say, you know, you're setting yourself free.
I am. And I'm not ashamed to say this, but...
And I wasn't there, and they did it on their own, so there.
We went and put our vehicles in our trust, I guess is what we call it, corporation. So you may have to help me out here. I'm not too sure how to really word it. But anyways, we did some transferring some titles, and at the time when we did it, the lady told us we couldn't do it because... We were adding a name that had a corporation at the end of the name, and she told me I had to have, I believe, commercial license plate. We asked her to show us in writing where it stated that we have to do this, and she could not. We did come across where it said we can have a corporation name on our title, but not as a non-commercial. I think that's what they call it. But it's gosh, Tim had to put me on the spot about this.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know if it's I know the number is 13. I can't think of what the word. I want to say issue 13 or... I don't know. I don't remember.
But you're talking about a law.
Yeah, it's a law stating that, no, they tried to tell me one way when we questioned them about it. The lady could not...
This was a case of a clerk making law on the spot when she... Was it a she?
It was a she.
When she did not have the authority to make law. Only the legislature has that authority, folks, and she was making law on the spot. Well, Pauline called me and wanted to know what to do, and I said, well, you don't have to do that, but if they make you do it, there's nothing wrong in doing that because your whole goal is to get it out of your name. So, but they went and said, show me, prove it to me, and guess what?
They couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it. And so they got it transferred with no problem. Somebody's on the phone.
Well, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Pauline, Bill. This is Renee in Michigan.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Congratulations on your television show.
That's television station.
Yeah, the whole ball of wax, huh?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Well, Bert, Kyle and I are really happy for you.
Well, thank you.
We just called to say congratulations and keep up the good work.
Well, Pauline is all bundled up like an Eskimo, so the bugs are crawling all over me.
Well, this is good training for her.
Good training for me, too.
Yeah, you never know when you might have to sit outside in this kind of weather.
Well, last time was Vietnam. I haven't seen this many bugs since then, and it kind of brings back some good memories.
They're just joining in the show.
That's right. Well, listen, you guys take care, and we'll be listening.
Okay.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Gee, wow, did we open the phones?
No.
The phones are open. Let's open the phones. The phones are open. Yeah, we just felt so good. We just had to do a joint show tonight and just express our feelings. And I'm soaring. I mean, I really have this spiritual high tonight.
You're on cloud nine.
I am on cloud nine. Every time I do something like this, it just puts me up there because this was a hard one. I mean, Pauline can tell you this was a hard one.
It's true.
And we ended up throwing a $2,500 transmitter in the trash after having exchanged it for a new one, and it still didn't work. And soldered for hours and days and tested and brought other transmitters. And, you know, I wasn't sure that we were ever going to do this. I knew that I wasn't going to stop. It might take 20 years, you know, and Pauline might have to take over when I died, but it was going to happen.
Thank you.
And then...
I knew it was going to happen.
And it happened.
When? I don't know.
So, you know, I'm feeling good. And, by golly, here we go. Let's do some of this good-feeling music. For you, Tim. And I'll give you $5 if you can tell me what she's saying. I know for a fact nobody can do, unless you're an ancient Irish, Celtic, English dude that used to live way back when they built bonfires on the hill because. And church was at Stonehenge. Sitting here watching the television monitor in our joint radio television studios makes chills go up my spine.
And down my leg.
Thank you. Jeff and Ma. Love you, Ma. For sort of taking me under their wing this last weekend and boosting my spirits. That's really why the TV station's on the air. Some of you know Jeff.
Good evening, how are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Okay, this is Dave from New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And I had a question about, you guys are talking about the tyranny and all that stuff, but I had a question directed towards the IRS and the Federal Reserve Act. Could the states repeal the Federal Reserve Act if we wanted to?
Federal Reserve Act has nothing to do with states. It's a federal thing.
That's what I thought. Now, with the uppercase U and the lowercase U, as it's written in the code, applies to the lowercase applies to the republic, and the uppercase applies to the federal five states.
Yeah.
And at the end of the Federal Reserve Act, as they define out what they mean by the uppercase U in the United States of America, it only lists Washington, D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico, the American Virgin Islands, and the American Samoas.
That's right.
Where they have jurisdiction.
That's right. That's what I've been telling people for years.
Now, if I want... is that all I have to do is file a W-8 form?
No, withholding? No. You don't have to do anything. There is no law that requires you to file or pay income tax.
Voluntary system.
That's right. There is no legal justification whatsoever for your employer withholding anything from your paycheck.
I understand that.
In fact, if he does, you can sue him and you can win because he must be appointed as a federal fiscal agent in order to even touch money that belongs to the United States government.
So what do? Do they hold on to these funds all in a quarterly fashion?
Doesn't matter what they do. It's all illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional. It's a scam.
I know.
So
I agree with you totally.
So who cares how they're doing it? Let's just stop letting them do it.
So
the IRS isn't even an agency of the United States government.
I know.
They claim...
They're the militia for the Federal Reserve.
Well, they claim that they're an agency of the Department of the Treasury, but if you look in the United States Code where it must and does outline the organizational structure of the Department of the Treasury, everybody and every organization and every agency is properly listed except for the Secret Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the Internal Revenue Service.
Right. Now, you understand that the headquarters of the U.S. Treasury is in Puerto Rico.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yep, you're wrong.
Where is it, in D.C.?
First place, what is the U.S. Treasury?
It's part of the Federal Reserve, you ask me.
Really? Have you read the Constitution lately?
Yeah.
What is the Treasury and what is the Treasurer? And how come the Secretary of the Department of the Treasury is not the Treasurer of the United States? And how come the Treasurer of the United States, which is a constitutional office, is not a cabinet member? What the hell's going on here, bud?
Hey, I know.
And the Secretary of the Department of the Treasury, which is not even mentioned in the Constitution, is sitting on the President's cabinet.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here, bud?
Well, I think it's...
So you're on the right track. You really are.
Well, but if... What do I have to do with the IRS when they come after me?
Tell them to kiss off. Do exactly what I did.
No, but you're
issue
going.
Them a letter and say you prove me your jurisdiction.
No. What you do is you just tell them to kiss off. If they send you something... You just mark on it, refused, return to sender.
And you notice something, when you get something from the IRS, you'll never have a signature.
You'll never have
personally.
Well, wait a minute. You should never open it. You should never look at it. It's addressed to the wrong person in the first place.
Okay.
It's not you they're addressing it to. See, when you open it and you keep it and you answer it, you are admitting that you are the artificial entity that they're taxing.
Heck, very clever.
So
very
don't
clever.
Do it.
Very clever.
And if they issue a warrant or a summons or something like that, then you do what I did.
Yeah.
You file a notice of exactly who you are and what you are and tell them that they must abate that action. If they don't, then they're the criminals. Because you are not who they are messing with.
Can you put on your website a list of...
Oh, wait a minute. Why don't you get a website and put it on there? You're always asking me to do it.
I want a list of what's the...
I want something too. I'm going to have a tantrum just like you guys. I want something too. I want you guys to do something for me.
I do what you do, Bill. Sometimes I have trouble getting some answers, so I ask.
Well, you do it.
You know, I used
buy
to
a website
there.
And you do it.
I used
you
to
put it
there.
On it. Do the research. You're no different than me.
Yeah,
I'm no better than you.
I agree.
You can find the information. You can put it on a website, and you can do us all a great service.
Right.
And I know you can do it. I have great faith in you. You know why I know you can do it? Because I'm no better than you, and I did it.
Yeah.
So you can do it, too. So do
that's
it.
Very good advice.
Do it.
Okay, brother.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh boy, I've been wanting to have a tantrum for a long time. I finally got to have it.
I almost thought I'd take you out from it.
Well, Pauline was looking at me weird.
I'm going to have to keep it up.
You know, she's going to whip me and beat me. And oh my God. Well, you know, the phones are still open. If you still feel like calling after that, you know. This is a rare evening, you know. I'm in rare form. I feel really good. I feel really, 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 really good. Like I said. On top of the, and you too?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me tell everybody this. My four-year-old went fishing this morning and caught this big, huge trout in a big lake. And also, my sister-in-law came up from California and brought her friend. And they all went this morning. Her friend Anita caught a fish also, so. But I thought I'd tell everybody that I'm proud of my son.
Yeah.
Can't tell you how big it was. I can exaggerate. Maybe about 25 feet long. No, that's exaggerating.
And this is for them folks that came
yeah.
up from wherever they came up
this
from.
This is for Angie and Anita.
Angie and Anita. Who? Boy.
My sister-in-law and her friend.
Well, I knew that.
Well,
but they don't know that.
Well, that I'm let everybody know.
Okay. That. Might help if I turn this pot up, or nobody's going to hear a thing. Yeah, they all hug each other.
You got away
yes.
with me.
Whoa.
Somehow you got me to believe. I got away, you really got away. You got away, it seems. You gave me faith to find my dreams. You'll never know just what that means. Can't
I think you like these people, Pauline.
I do. It's the first time they did it with me, and I hope they never go back. I wish they would stay.
Well, I think that's great. Then I'll get up in the morning, we'll go down, we'll tie them to the corner of the house.
I can do that.
The way you show me just what love made it. It's in the way you made it. Can't believe the way you get through to me. It's
Saturday night. Jeff and Ma took me out dancing. I danced so hard I couldn't get up Sunday morning. I had to spend all day Sunday in bed.
Is that why your knee hurt?
That's,
truth comes out that's now.
That's why my knee hurt Sunday in her bed. Jeff was playing in the band, and Ma wanted to dance, and I couldn't say no. I mean, I just couldn't say no to that woman. I love her. And I just love her. That's the way it is. So, and that's the way it was, too. That's an Arizona, that's a West song that you just dedicated to your friend. Well, I mean, do you really want me to get up in the morning and come help you? I mean, we can tie them off to something.
I don't know about the corner of the house. That'd be a little hard.
How about a tree?
I have lots of trees. We can do that.
Okay. We'll tie them to a tree. We can tie them to the, left rear leg of the biggest dog we can find.
First one down the street around the corner.
No. Oh, boy. This is a kind of radio broadcast that I'd rather do than anything. I wish I could do this all the time because it's fun, and that's really what I've... It's the kind of thing that I really would rather be doing. Pauline knows that. Tim knows that. Everybody who knows me knows that. But the country is in such shape that I can't do that. And we got so many stupid, sheeple, ignorant, dumb, down, jerk-ass people out there that, most of the time I can't do this kind of show. I got to get on here and I got to whip them into shape and teach them and show them the way and all that kind of stuff. I used to didn't do that. I used to was very polite and nice and told them how smart they were and how great the American people were and how educated they were until I found out that that was just the biggest lie that I ever told in my life. It's just not true. It used to be true at one time, but it sure ain't true today. So anyway, phones are open, 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Jeffrey
in New Orleans. I got your tapes.
Yes, I'm glad I could send them to you. Of course, that Salt Lake City business that I went to had a lot of subjects that I figured you would appreciate, especially the stuff from Admiral Hill concerning the decline in discipline in the Naval Academy, which, just to be brief for the folks who listening tonight over shortwave. By the way, the shortwave signal is way improved now. Yeah, something must have been done to get that station up and running. And of course, your addition of FM TV power is probably adding to that. But at any rate, what the event I'm talking about, of course, was the John Birch Society Council dinner and the Robert Welch Club meeting in Salt Lake City. And the speech I'm referring to is the speech of Vice Admiral Thomas Hill, who pointed out how the Naval Academy is declining, not only from the standpoint of the fact that midshipmen are now receiving commissions in the Naval Reserve instead of in the actual Navy, but also because their physical faculty has been infiltrated from the top by advocates of Immanuel Kant, who are trying to push the idea of the officer is the boss, the sailor is the worker, and the boss doesn't fraternize with the worker. And you've been on a submarine. You know that that won't work as far as trying to run a submarine underwater is concerned.
Not for 10 seconds. In fact, it won't work anywhere in the United States Navy. Never has. The United States Navy, I don't know if it ever was, but when I was in the Navy and when it worked the very best that it has probably ever worked in its entire history, officers and men were partners in what they did. And they made things work because they all loved what they were doing. They respected each other, and they helped each other out. And when you had an oddball that didn't fit into that, then you got rid of them. And if this is going to be the new aristocratic King's Navy, it's not going to work.
I know that. And of course, I have a little background because I learned as a boy from series such as, you remember the Silent Service, TV series?
Uh-huh.
Rear Admiral Thomas Sendiger, the retired accounts of World War II, and so on. Of course, the submarines of today are different than that World War II, but the conditions are basically the same.
Absolutely the same.
And the
and no man's job, including the captain, is any more important than any other man's job. And any dissatisfied or quirked out, person that has really been crapped on, can destroy the whole thing.
That's right.
Real quick.
That's right. of course, the other points that on that tape, of course, the speech by John McManus explaining how Senator Arthur Vandenberg was corrupted and turned into a globalist by extramarital affairs with British prostitutes, which destroyed his marriage in 1940, showing that the GOP is the same old, even today in relation to Pat Buchanan and so on.
Pat Buchanan is a joke. Anybody who thinks that he's going to save this country, you better watch out. You elect him president, and it's going to be worse than you ever dreamed Bill Clinton could be.
I know that. And, of course, you are aware that the what we used to call the U.S. Taxpayers Party has changed its name to the Constitution Party and is still nominating almost the same old team with Howard Phillips.
Well, in that case, we may have to sue him because there is already a Constitution Party, of which I am the what do you call it?
Chairman?
Chairman of the board, yeah. That's me.
Yeah. And,
we've been in existence for many years, and it has not gone out of existence. So I think they better call a meeting and change their name again. Otherwise, they might end up owing us some money.
Yeah, I was afraid of that, but I figured I better let you aware of what they're doing. Of course, they got Howard Phillips and Joe Sobern running. I don't know if that's going to get any place either. The Libertarians have not nominated anybody, but it looks like Harry Brown's going to get it the way he's working his radio program. I've been sort of blasting him on several issues that he doesn't understand, such as his being soft on communism, his being willing to trade with the People's Republic of China, and his, unfortunately, sad situation concerning not recognizing that there is an organized group of evil people, whether you want to call it conspiracy or not, plus the fact that his bromide government doesn't work. You got to have more facts than that in order to be able to combat what's going on, especially when you're dealing with the government in the bond and stock market. And I'm, of course, referring to that independent sub-treasury system.
Yeah.
That I knew about since because of my studies in college and otherwise.
I like your bromide.
Well, I'll let you go, Bill, and I hope you can get that TV station up, because I know why you have to have it with all the mountains and everything else going on, cutting off radio signals, etc. So I'll let you go.
Yeah, there's no TV up here unless you buy cable. A lot of people in this valley can't afford cable.
Right, but with your set going with your station going into operation, it'll probably help improve areas in that part of Arizona.
Yeah, not only that, but you know, we've been talking to the cable people. They might carry our station on the cable, which means it won't just be here. It'll be all over Arizona and New Mexico.
Cool. Well, that is a bigger coverage, of course, and that'll mean more opportunity to put on all your old videotapes and expose more of the machinations of the enemies and so on.
Not only that, but could you imagine me doing the 6 o'clock news?
I certainly can. It would be the best news portal in the country, I guarantee it.
And Pauline being the weather or not girl?
Not girl, that's right.
I don't mean whether it's going to rain or storm. It's going to be, you know, whether or not the revolution's going to start today.
The only sad thing is that your wife isn't there with you with your children.
Well, you know what? I wish you guys just wouldn't bring that up, because I'm trying to deal with it the best I can, and it just doesn't do any good.
I understand. Well, I'll let you go, and we'll keep listening and see how things go.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you guys are not being kind when you bring that up. You're not at all. It's just not. That's all. That's all I can say. 520-333-4578.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right. And Pauline, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I was just calling to echo what you were talking about earlier as far as asking a question. When somebody tells you something, you know, all you have to do is ask the question. Show me where you got that from.
That's right.
And just to give you an example, I work for a major airline, I won't say, but both of my daughters were born at home, and they were going to take my benefits away from my daughters, and because I didn't have a Social Security number. And I told them I wasn't going to get one. So they made a big deal about it. And I say, look.
Are you talking about Social Security for you or for your daughter?
For my daughter.
Yeah, you don't have to give them one.
But they wanted to make me do that. And I just say, hey, show me in the law where it says I have to get Social Security numbers for my little daughters who are not looking for Social Security benefits. And basically...
Not only that, but show me where you're not an agency of the government. Show me where you have the authority to make me participate in any government program. Who the hell are you?
Exactly.
Well, why do you think that you got to be shoving this down my throat when you got nothing to do with it?
Exactly.
Good for you. Good for you.
So, all you people out there, all I can tell you to do is wake up, start asking questions, and do it yourself. I mean, I've done it, and like Bill said, we're all the same.
That's right. You better believe it. That's absolutely the truth. You know where the American people go wrong? They keep looking up to other people that they think are better than them.
Exactly.
And there ain't nobody better than anybody. And that's what they don't understand.
Exactly.
You know what? I know now hospitals.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to take a walk.
Okay, take a walk for a sec. Just from my experience, you know, when I had my last two children, they tried to say I had to have a Social Security for them before I can walk out of the hospital. And we denied it. We told them no. And when we went home, I said about a week or two later, and in the mail was a Social Security card for them. So we took it back to the Social Security office and said, look, we never asked for this. We don't want it. Do you know they took it back but resend it to us again?
And they just generated one on their own.
Yep.
Without your signature.
That's right. That's right. And then now from what I've heard, that it's supposed to be mandatory before you leave the hospital that your child has to have a Social Security number.
Well, that's one of the reasons my wife and myself, we decided to have the last two children at home.
Yeah.
You know, because we want to protect our children.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to make us do anything that we don't want to do, and that nobody's going to force anything on us.
Yep, that's true.
And all you have to do is make that stand.
Yep, that's true. That's true. And if people don't want to do that, then they get screwed, I guess.
Hey, so. If they like freedom, they better start standing up for it.
Yep, that's true.
Or they're going to lose it.
Yep.
So, you know, like I said, I just wanted to echo what you guys have been doing, and, you know, right on, Bill.
Bill left me. I'm here all by myself.
Well, right on, Paul. Man. Do your thing.
All right. I thank you.
All right.
You have a good evening.
You too.
All right. All right, folks. I'm by myself now. I don't know where he went, but you're going to have to help me out some more here. Oh, get my chair over here. Well, phones are open, 520. Oh, thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
You're not alone.
Oh, thank you. Come up here and help me.
Well, you only got about 15 minutes left, 10 minutes left.
All right.
I want to kind of add it on what you were talking about when you went to the Department of Motor Vehicles. What was happening here was they were trying to tell us that we had to put a commercial plate on our vehicle regardless, just because of what you were saying, that name was at the end of a title, that we had to use a commercial plate. And what you asked her was, well, show me in writing where I have to use, it's not going to be used for commercial. She goes, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. So when you asked that question, she actually went and got her supervisor, and they pulled out the paperwork, which was right there in the slot next to her. I mean, she didn't have to go an arm length away, and there it was. It was like a service something 13.
Yeah, I remember.
And there was like 20 you can pick from. And what it tells you is you can have a corporate vehicle, but have a non-commercial identity to it, to where you didn't have to have a corporate plate. And she was, actually, she was pretty nice. She was glad that she learn that, but the thing is, though, like Bill says, they make laws as they go along.
Yeah.
And that is totally not in the right spot, because only certain people can make laws, and the legislation, it has to go through the right route. And if you don't stand up for yourself, they'll step on you. And by the way, Angie and Anita said that was the sweetest thing that anyone's ever done for them.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this.
Girls are wiping their cheeks with handkerchiefs right now.
They better be. No. I meant it all, so.
Well, here, Anita, why don't you say thank you to you on the phone? Here.
Hello, Pauline.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you very much. That was very nice of you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you guys were able to come up to see me.
Yeah, we had
see
a
see us, I should say.
Excuse me?
I said see us, not just me.
Yeah.
Yes, see Tim too.
Right. The whole family was great. You guys been really good to us, and we enjoyed fishing with Tim and the boys. And even though I caught the biggest fish,
I hear it in the background.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Did you eat the fish already?
Found one. We left one for you.
Oh, thanks. I'll bring it for Bill.
I'm back, and then don't forget we're going to tie you to the hind leg of a big dog tomorrow.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was good.
that was nice.
Yeah. That's Anita, my sister-in-law's, Angie's friend that came up with her. And They live in California, you know, in the city where they don't see too much mountains and stuff, and they were really impressed when they came up here. So, hello, you're on the air.
Good evening, how are you?
Pretty good.
Listen, you've been talking a little bit about jurisdiction tonight, and I was wondering if local and state law enforcement fall under the same principles of what these other federal agencies fall under.
Absolutely. For instance, state police, Highway Patrol, DPS, people like that, have absolutely no jurisdiction except for state land, state highways, interstate highways, things like that. The county sheriff and his deputies have jurisdiction everywhere in any county. City police, municipal police, town police have absolutely no jurisdiction outside the boundaries of that incorporated municipality whatsoever. No matter what they say, no matter what they claim, anything.
Can they pull you over and give you a speeding ticket?
Where?
On a divided highway or even...
You have to look at the jurisdiction. Who is it and where are you at? Are you in their jurisdiction?
Right.
And all of this stuff about border agreements between states where you can be in hot pursuit and cross the state line and make an arrest in another state, bullshit.
Right.
It's against the Constitution. The Constitution says that no state shall make an agreement or treaty with any other state. Only the federal government has the right to do that.
And why is it that the county sheriff is the only elected law enforcement official in this land?
Because he's the highest law enforcement official in this land.
He has
jurisdiction over everybody, including the feds.
In his county.
In his county, but not outside his county.
Right.
He only has the jurisdiction in his elected...
jurisdiction.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Americans need to wake up to all this stuff. It's really very simple.
Oh, I realize that. But another thing I wanted to mention is you said you got a TV station going.
Yeah.
My roommate is a licensed ham operator, and he has a license to broadcast up to 1,500 watts.
Yeah, he's not very smart.
And,
if he didn't have a license, he wouldn't have to obey the FCC rules.
I forgot.
See, when you get a license, you're agreeing to obey their rules.
Right.
If you don't have a license, you can broadcast as long as you are not engaged in interstate or international commercial broadcasting.
Okay.
But the moment you go get a license and you sign that license, you've agreed to obey whatever they legislate or pass or write as a regulation or a rule or anything else.
Okay. Excellent. You've been most helpful.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Well, we're looking in part to our great listening audience tonight.
Bundle up. It's cold outside.
For all of you listening in the Round Valley, if you're watching TV on Channel 15, we're going to go off the air right after Wake with the Rules engagement is over. And the buses are everywhere, and it just... It is really getting cold, so.
You have to shut it down for the transmitter and the antenna
inside, and during the next week we'll be, you know, getting it all done. Well, that's it, folks. Good night.
Questions for how many? Excuse me. When you broadcast your or doing your TV show,
mm-hmm.
What days are you going to do it on?
Every day.
Every day, Monday
every
through
day.
Friday.
Yeah,
Monday through Sunday.
We're not on the air.
Not yet.
On normal schedule
okay.
yet, but
okay.
we'll be doing it every day.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
God bless you all. Good night, Annie. Good night, Pooh. Good night, Allison. Good night, all my friends and neighbors and good people and patriots everywhere. For the rest of you, we won't say it. But we'll think it.
All right.
My life goes on in endless. Above all temptation, there we go.
Jeff and Ma, thank you for the weekend. I really needed it. Even with the Sunday in bed all day because I couldn't walk, it was marvelous, wonderful. I enjoyed it so, so very much. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Pauline, for being my co-host tonight.
No problem.
It was a wonderful broadcast.
It.
Probably one of the most fun, enjoyable broadcasts that I've ever done. And so, you know, it's half of that belongs to you.
Thank you.
Now we got to get her on television.
How can I do?
Tonight, folks, I am definitely taking Enya to bed. Pauline said something about Tim, bed, and I don't know what.
This is WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, in the USA, your natural station.
This is the best here for you, WBCQ.